Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and this is your host, Neo Gentrix. Now, as promised, like last time, we are covering the different types of cancers that exist. So for the next couple episodes, like I said, I will cover the different ones. And per your request, I will go into certain ones more specifically or in more detail if requested. So, we started talking about in the last episode what cancer was. And we got all the way down to what causes it and, you know, how it spreads. And what's the difference between, you know, the difference between cancer cells, non-cancerous ones, and how to ID possibly the beginning of cancer prematurely, or at least be on the watch for it so that you know if you have it or if you don't. So, picking up where we left off last time, different types of cancers, okay? First things first, I'm not going to cover all of these, okay? But there are more than 100 types of cancer. In some cases, I will list ones that are similar to the same thing, but I'm not going to sit here and make 100 episodes on just cancer. I don't think anybody would watch or listen to that. So, moving on and keeping with the theme here, okay? Types of cancers are usually named for the organs or tissues where the cancer forms. For example, lung cancer starts in the cells of the lung, and brain cancer starts in the cells of the brain. Cancers also may be described by the type of cells that form them, such as epithelial, or squamous cells. Okay, there's lots of websites out there that give information on specific types of cancer, where the locations in your body where they form. There's even an A to Z list of cancers available online if you go and look it up. I think it's on the cancer.gov website, but hey, it is. Okay, so feel free to go and look up the specific type you have if I haven't covered it in any of these podcasts coming up. By all means, feel free to go look it up yourself or send me a request on my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and I'll go ahead and cover it for you. But for the sake of this episode, here are some of the categories of cancer that begin with specific types of cells, okay? And that's what the whole premise of today's episode will be on. Now, first one, I had mentioned this earlier in the last episode. Carcinoma. Carcinoma are the most common types of cancer, okay? It's one that is formed by epithelial cells, which are the cells that cover the inside and outside surfaces of your body. There are many different types of these cells, which often have like a column-like shape when they're viewed under a microscope. Carcinoma that begins in different epithelial cell types have specific names that are assigned to them. Like the first one is adenocarcinoma. I can't talk today. All right. Is a cancer that forms in epithelial cells that produce fluids or mucous tissues. What this type of epithelial cells are sometimes called glandular tissues. Most cancers of the breast, colon, and prostate are adenocarcinomas, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, for the description of these, because I want them to be as clear and correct as possible, even if I am basically simplifying what I'm reading, I am getting this from a website that has a lot of information on this, so keep that in mind, all right? So I'm getting it from a trusted source. Next one is basal cell carcinoma. It's a cancer that begins in the lower or base layer of the epidermis, which is a person's outer skin layer. The next one is squamous cells carcinoma. It's a cancer that forms in the squamous cells, which is an epithelial cell that lies just beneath the outer surface of the skin. These cells are also line many other organs, including the stomach, intestines, lungs, bladders, and kidney. Squamous cells look flat like fish scales when viewed under a microscope, and they are sometimes called epidermoid carcinomas. Last but not least is the transitional cell carcinoma. It's a cancer that forms in a type of epithelial tissue called the transitional epithelium or urothelium. This tissue, which is made up of many layers of epithelial cells that can get bigger or smaller, is found in the lining of your bladder, your ureters, parts of your kidney, and a few other organs I will not name. Some cancers of the bladder, ureters, and kidneys are transitional cell carcinomas. Okay. Everybody, moving on to the next one is called sarcoma. Okay, this one's fairly short and easy to cover, so we'll get it out of the way. Sarcomas are cancers that form in bone and soft tissues, including muscles, fat, blood vessels, lymph vessels, and fibrous tissues such as tendons and your ligaments. Osteosarcoma is the most common cancer of the bone. Okay, the most common types of soft tissue sarcomas are leiomyosarcomas, kaposarcoma, malignant fiber histiocytoma, liposarcoma, and another one I'm not going to even bother trying to pronounce for the life of me because of the way it's spelt. They're different types. They're all soft tissue sarcomas. The names, regardless of what they're called, okay, they form in certain areas of your body, okay? The blood vessels, the lymph vessels, nerves, fat, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and cartilage, kind of like your knee area, okay? Now, there's a whole section on the cancer.gov website that basically covers, that talks about the soft tissues that sarcomas form in. Feel free to go ahead and check that out. I know this segment here is really short, but to be honest, there's a lot of information on sarcomas. I'm not going to go in too depth on it on this episode. I just want to go ahead and cover it. In a separate episode, I'll cover them more in detail if requested. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to pronounce it. Dermatofibrosarcoma protuberans. I at least tried. Alright, we're going to take a short break here and go on to the next one.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You are listening to the soulful sounds of Neogentrix, ladies and gentlemen. So hang in there, gather some knowledge, because knowledge is important. And it also is power. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Peace. I am out.
All right. Thank you, Guru. All right. So the next type of cancer is leukemia. Okay. It's one that's a little more common, but still not as well known. I will go into more detail on this when I do my podcast on leukemia. However, in a short condensed version, I'll keep this as simple as possible. Cancers that begin in the blood forming tissue on the bone marrow are called leukemias. I had started talking about this earlier in the last episode also. These cancers do not form solid tumors. Instead, large number of abnormal white blood cells, leukemia cells, and leukemia blast cells build up in the blood and bone marrow, crowding out normal blood cells. The low level of normal blood cells can make it harder for the body to get oxygen to its tissues in the area, control bleeding, or fight infections, making you more susceptible to getting sick or losing a certain limb as a result of this. There are four different types of leukemia, which are grouped based on how quickly the disease gets worse, acute or chronic, and on the type of blood cell the cancer starts in, lymphoblastic or myeloid. So, keep that in mind. Now, like I said, I'm not going to go into leukemia and specifically in this episode, but in another one I will. So look forward to that. All right. So the next one is lymphoma. Lymphoma is a cancer that begins in lymphocytes. They are the T and B cells. It could be either or. These are diseases, disease-fighting white blood cells that are part of your immune system. In lymphoma, abnormal lymphocytes build up in the lymph nodes and lymph vessels as well as other organs of the body. Now, like I said before, there are two main types of lymphoma, based off of the two cells. Hodgkin lymphoma. People with this disease have abnormal lymphocytes that are called Reed-Sternberg cells. These cells usually form from the B cells, and only the B cells. The other one is non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and this is a large group of cancers that start in lymphocytes. The cancer can grow quickly and slowly, and can form from both B or T cells. You usually can tell the difference between them because one only forms from one type. All right. And that's basically what lymphoma is. Another one would be multiple myeloma. That's another type of cancer. Multiple myeloma is a cancer that begins in plasma cells, another type of immune cell. The abnormal plasma cells, called myeloma cells, build up in the bone marrow and form tumors in bones all through the body. Myeloma is also called plasma cell myeloma or Kahler disease. Kahler? K-A-H-L-E-R. You decide how it's pronounced. That's another type of autoimmune cancer. Another one is melanoma. Melanoma is a cancer that begins in cells that become melanocytes. This such words are like the words for these cancer cells is cancerous. Anyway, which are specialized cells. Okay, these cells for melanoma are cells that make melanin, the pigment that gives your skin color. All right, this one should be pretty obvious from the name, actually. Most melanomas form on the skin, but melanomas can also form in other pigmented tissues, such as your eyes. So keep that in mind when it comes to this one. And last but not least, brain and spinal cord tumors. There are different types of brain and spinal cord tumors. These tumors are named based on the type of cells in which they form and where the tumor first forms in the central nervous system. For example, a astrocytic tumor begins in a star-shaped brain cell called the astrocytes, which can help keep nerve cells healthy. Brain tumors can also be benign, not cancerous, or malignant, which are cancerous. So keep that in mind. Okay. So, I covered the most general types of cancers in the last segment there, and there are other types of tumors that aren't out, that don't fall into those categories, okay? And they're still there. They basically, it's still cancer, but now we're talking about the types of tumors, okay? So, the first type of tumor is a germ cell tumor, right? Germ cell tumors are a type of tumor that begins in the cells that give rise to sperm or eggs. These tumors can occur almost anywhere in the body and can be either benign or malignant. So, as far as that one is concerned, you have to get yourself well checked every so often. I don't know why, but that one makes me uncomfortable. But anyway, the next one is neuroendocrine tumors. These form from cells that release hormones into the blood in response to a signal from the nervous system. That's pretty obvious from the way it's named. These tumors, which may make higher than normal amounts of hormone, can cause many different symptoms. They can also be malignant or benign, okay? I can go into more details on this one a little bit later when we cover cancers regarding the nervous system. The last one is the carcinoid tumors. Now, the carcinoid tumors are a type of neuroendocrine tumor, like the last one we just mentioned. They are slow-growing tumors that are usually found in the gastrointestinal system, so you can imagine how uncomfortable this one would be. Most often in the rectum and small intestine. Okay. Now that I've actually read the whole thing, I mean, I already knew this, but the fact that I just finished reading it made it worse. Like, anyway, this specific tumor may spread to the liver and other sites in the body, and they may secrete substances such as serotonin or prostaglandin, causing what they call carcinoid syndrome, okay? In short, it's a combination of symptoms caused by the release of serotonin and other substances that the carcinoid tumor of the gastrointestinal tract. How do I put this? Things that can result from this are flushing of the face, small collections of dilated blood cells of the skin called flat angiomas, diarrhea, bronchial spasms, rapid pulse, and a sudden drop in blood pressure. Just to keep it as simple as I can, okay? I'll be covering gastrointestinal carcinoid tumors in more detail at another time. So, guys, that's it for this podcast. I've covered every possible type of, in short, of cancer that exists. All right, so that brings an end to What is Cancer Part 1 and Part 2. Again, I'm going to be continuing this series. I'm going to cover more than just what is cancer, obviously. So please feel free to stick around for the next episode where I cover symptoms of cancer, diagnosis, staging, prognosis, such and such, and things of that nature in the next episode, okay? Please, this is one of those topics that a lot of people don't take seriously, and I feel like they should, okay? Yes, 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 I understand that we have a whole month dedicated to breast cancer, but you need to understand that while breast cancer is apparently a big thing warranting a whole month of awareness, there are a whole bunch of other cancers out there that people don't seem to care about that are just as bad. And having been one of those people who actually survived a run-in with possible brain cancer, I don't know if they said it was benign or not, but obviously I'm still here, so thank God for praying parents. Keep in mind that breast cancer isn't the only one, and with unlike other ones, breast cancer, you actually have a 50-50, you actually have a chance of survival, okay? With some of the others, like the one I had, it was a 50-50 shot. There's no guarantee I would have woken up the next day had they left the cancerous, or possibly cancerous tumor, in my brain. So, please stick around while I go through this series moving forward. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Again, this is Food for Thought Thoughts if it were you. Your host is Neogentrix. Again, if you have any comments, concerns, or any possible suggestions, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or any of the other following stations that you see me on. My username will be the same as always, Neogentrix or Neogentrix4Cross on any of these social media platforms. And in case you don't know how to spell it, it's Neogentrix. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day.